Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in worship and praise as we sing from the hymnal, pray from our hearts, and read from the Word of God. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. And we just trust that the Lord will bless you as you worship with us for the next few minutes. And if you've just turned into this broadcast for the first time, we just want you to interact with us. And by the time this service is over, we want you to be able to witness and testify you have been in the presence of the Lord. Tell someone else about our broadcast ministry and invite them to worship with you. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalm 62, verse 11 and 12. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou rendest to every man according to his work. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. And remember, all scriptures used on this broadcast come from the King James Version. We'll take your Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's go to page 95, and you'll find this in other hymnals, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. Let's sing it, clap your hands, and let's worship the Lord.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus
Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, that songwriter was so thrilled and excited since Jesus came into his heart. He even started it out with, "What a wonderful change in my heart has been wrought." Hallelujah. Jesus makes the difference. We have a number that we sing sometimes called "Jesus Makes the Difference." And another song says, "It's different now." Once you meet Jesus, you will never be the same. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. Let's pray today for all the sick and shut in. I know a lot of people have had colds and sinus problems, and some have had pneumonia and just all kinds of diseases, things that you hear about almost every day. Someone is doctoring for something, and we just need to pray for them. The great physician is nearby, and he is our healer. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." Hallelujah. Let's read it one more time. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, "We give thanks unto God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." Let's pray. Let's make mention of the different ones in our prayers. If you know someone that's sick today, make mention of them in this prayer. And, you know, even if you don't know anyone sick, which is probably not so, but even if you do, why don't you just pray for others that are sick, even if you don't know their names? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today that we can make mention one of another in our prayers. And we're thankful, Lord, that you went around healing all manner of diseases. We know, Lord, that before the crucifixion, you took stripes for the healing of our body. Father, we know healing was even brought about before salvation was finished. And we thank you today, Lord, for being a great Savior. Lord, I know there's many in this audience today that are trusting you. Many today are looking to you. Many of them, Lord, you know, are at the end of their journey if something doesn't undertake and if we don't have some kind of a miracle of healing. And Lord, others may be not as sick as others, but Lord, no matter how minor or how major it is, we bring it to you today, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to heal all manner of diseases and sicknesses. You're able to cast out every spirit. You're able to set men and women free. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. We lift you up, Lord, and we love you, and we praise you, and we're believing you, Lord, to move in our hearts and lives. We're believing you to save lost souls. We're believing you, Lord, to heal those wounded hearts and heal those, Lord, that are possessed with evil spirits. Heal them and change their lives. Minister to them, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him with us.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Let's praise him and sing it now. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Walk Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
And the basis for that song scripturally is from Isaiah 40, 31. Thank the Lord. Well, let's sing the sweetest words he ever said. Woman brought to Jesus, who was taken in her sin. I was ashamed of what I'd done and where I had been. Justice called for piercing, that's more than I could give. But mercy smiled upon me, saying, I'm forgive. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. Death sentence there was wiped away, and I could live. I liked the part where he told about a mansion he would give. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. If you're tired of living with the wrong that you have done, come on home to Jesus, you know he's the cleansing one. In his arms he'll hold you, you've just began to live. When you hear him gently whisper, I forgive. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. This sentence then was wiped away, and I could live. I liked the part where he told about a mansion he would give. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. This sentence then was wiped away, and I could live. I liked the part where he told about a mansion he would give. The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. Hallelujah. Turning to Isaiah chapter 53, I just opened my Bible while we were singing to that scripture. Isaiah 53, 1, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with griefs, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. The Word of God. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. But nevertheless, you can send a card or a letter, song or prayer request. Even if you don't have any money, contact us. And send a mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
The sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. Death sentence then was wiped away, and I could live.
I liked the part where he told about